This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Have you ever been a part of a church where you think the people there would really like to see you go to hell, but just in case you want to get saved, you can go to heaven? I've been to some churches like that. You know, you walk in and you think, man, they want me to go to hell. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And because of that, you know, a lot of stuff that I had to deal with as a teenager, I was just intimidated by God. I was very intimidated by God. I was afraid to go and pray, and when I messed up, I felt like I needed to be saved over and over and over again, and I'd have to start back at square one and start over. And I constantly lived with this sense of failure that I just kept failing God, and that my life stayed in a mess, and I was a failure. And no matter how hard I tried to be a Christian, I couldn't do it because I was such a failure at it. Amen. Because I really couldn't be the kind of Christian that I felt like God wanted me to be. And then one day after I really got saved, when I was in jail, and I ended up going to a place called the Regeneration Center in West Palm Beach. I shared a little bit of this with you last week. This guy, Bible Bob, comes in to teach a class one day. And he's kind of, I don't know, there's a lot of technical terms for what he is, but he's got a brilliant mind. He had the whole New Testament committed to memory, and the English and the Greek. He was working on the Old Testament, and I mean, he could photographic memory, knew scripture, knew everything, you know, that he studied. He was in there, and he came in and he began to teach this thing on in Christ. I'd never heard it before, what it meant to be in Christ. And I knew what it meant to be in trouble. I knew what it meant to be cool. I knew what it meant to be in the in crowd. I knew what it meant to be in church. But I never understood what it meant to be in Christ. And listen, folks, when we don't understand what our real identity is in Christ, then what happens is we're struggling to live the Christian life. Our Christian walk becomes a constant struggle. How many of that's where most of the people in the body of Christ live? They struggle to be Christians. They struggle to stay saved. That's why people fall out of church. Because they give up. They can't stay in the struggle. They can't stay in the fight. Amen? But how many know that living the Christian life is not hard? It's impossible. How many know you can't do it? That's why God gave us Jesus. If it was left up to us to be a Christian, none of us would make it. It's impossible for you to try to be a Christian. And I told you last week, you can't become something that you already are. Once you're your daddy's child, you're your daddy's child. God does not disown his children. Matter of fact, he's very long-suffering and very patient with them. And thank God for patience, or I wouldn't be here with you today. He's got a lot more patience than anybody I know. Amen? You can't live the Christian life in your own power. You can't become something that you already are. One translation says it this way: I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it's Christ that lives in me. I'm alive because Christ is in me. Because when I don't know what my identity is, then anybody can put an identity on me. Anybody can shape me or mold me into what they think that I ought to be. And lots of times we're living up to what everybody else thinks we are, and whatever image everybody else thinks that they want to give us, rather than what Jesus has identified us to be. You know, one of the biggest problems in America today, and we talked about this a little bit last week, is identity theft. I told you I was dealing with that. Somebody steals your identity and tries to take all your money and take your whole life away. And I understand what that's like in the natural realm because Kim and I are dealing with that right now. And it's a kind of a weird thing to have somebody else doing your taxes for you. You know? That's a very strange feeling. Amen? But what's worse is not only have we had an identity theft take place in the natural, but we've had an identity theft take place in the body of Christ. We got a lot of people that claim to be Christians, but they just don't know who they are. There's a tremendous identity crisis that takes place on a regular basis within the four walls of churches all across this nation and all around this world. Amen? Because a lot of times we just believe a lie and we become duped into listening to that little voice that sits on our shoulder rather than listening to the word of God that God has given us to live by. Come on, how many of you found out and understand that Satan doesn't accuse you to God anymore? That's an Old Testament thing. Satan is not running up to heaven and standing before God and accusing you. His access was cut off when Jesus said it was finished and the veil was rent and torn. He doesn't have access to God anymore. He's not going up there talking bad about you to God. God don't have no time for him anymore. So what does he do? He accuses you to you. He spends all of his time right there on your shoulder telling you how you ain't going to make it and you ain't good enough and you'll never get there. And it doesn't matter how hard you try and you can't make it in this Christian thing. And he works on you and he works you down and he manipulates you and lies to you until he gets you to the place of self-deception. And before you know it, you're in the midst of an identity crisis and don't know who you are. Because he's a liar. Come on, amen. Come on, somebody. He's right there. You told that lie. You stretched that truth. You know what you did. You good for nothing. God does not approve of you. And because you know you did wrong, you feel the guilt that's associated with that statement. You go, you're right, devil. God doesn't approve of me. I mean, that's the lie. That little voice that keeps reminding you of everything that you've ever done wrong and the reason why God doesn't bless you like he blesses the other people in the church and the reason why things don't go your way and how come you don't have the favor of God overtaking your life. Come on, if you listen to that little voice, it's going to tear you to pieces. And if you don't listen to that little voice, God will put some saint in your life to do the very same thing to you. Come on, the church is the only organization I know of in the world that eats its own. You think the political structure of this nation is rough? The way they slaughter people running for office on TV? The church is worse. The political structure of church has been terrible. We're the most unforgiving sometimes to our own brothers and sisters. Well, who do they think they are? Did you hear what that pastor did? Let's take him out and burn him to the stake. I mean, come on. Can I get a witness in here? Anybody understand what I'm talking about? That's the work of the devil to constantly keep reminding us of where we went wrong. And because he's always reminding us of where we went wrong, we stay in this place of constant crisis. Where we live in these crises of life. Have you know, John 10:10 says this. He said, religions, the systems of men, traditions have robbed and stolen and killed my people's faith. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I'm talking about living in a life that overflows. A life that's not dysfunctional, despondent, discouraged, depressed. But a life of overflow. Number one. We hit this a little bit last week too. Number one. I mean, no, you will never rise in life above your own belief system about who you are. Did you get that up there? You'll never rise in life above your own belief system about who you are. That's why it's so important to know who you are in Christ. It's in Christ that humanity and God have been able to come together. Christ is what connected us to heaven. It's in Christ, amen? If there was no Jesus, we would still be separated from God. We need to understand that when the Bible says that Jesus was 100% man and Jesus was 100% God, that in him, Jesus is where we are connected to God. He's our connection. Jesus is the bridge. He's how we identify with God. Come on, somebody. If Jesus weren't 100% God and 100% man, the man would never be in a relationship with God. We'd still be living in the life of Adam. Amen? God had a place to meet mankind face to face, and it was in Christ. God met us in Christ. Amen? The God and man, the two that could never be brought together, were made united in Christ. God united himself to mankind in Christ. There's no other way to access God except in Christ. It's in Christ. Buddha couldn't do it. You can't meditate your way to it. You can't reincarnate your way to it. It's only in Christ. I didn't write the book. I didn't say it. God said it. It's in Christ. Somebody say, in Christ. Everything that pertains to a life of godliness, the way that we partake of God's divine nature, only is in Christ. There's no other way. Somebody shout, praise the Lord. Here's what Paul said. He said, you got to get the revelation of what happened. He said, listen, don't miss this. It takes a spirit of revelation to break off of your life the limiting belief systems that have been built up in your life that hold you bondage to identity crisis. You've got to have revelation. You've got to have truth. Without truth, you'll stay bound. Truth is the freeing thing. Truth is the liberating thing. That's what John 8:32 is all about. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you don't know and understand the truth, you cannot be free.
Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day at 11:30 a.m. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount. Or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
All kinds of stuff get built up in us. The things that your parents said that were either positive or negative. Come on, amen. Sometimes we're told things that weren't really true about us. And we started believing them. And sometimes you just need to get the revelation that you really can't sing. Just because mama said it for 20 years don't make it true. Oh, baby, you got a beautiful voice. Stop lying to that baby. Come on, somebody. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. It takes a spirit of revelation to break that over your life. Amen. If you can't sing, go get a job at Home Depot and talk about Jesus. It's okay. It doesn't mean that God's not going to use you. It's all right. But don't we do that? Oh, you're going to be the president of the United States. Stop lying. I ain't got no help. I mean, for most of us, we have to get a revelation to shut off all the negative environment that's been built up in our life and put on us. All the things that we've been told we could never do or we would never achieve or we can never become or the places that we could never go. We've got to get a spirit of revelation. If you don't get a revelation from the Spirit of God of who you are in Christ, then you're going to live your whole life feeling inadequate. You'll live your whole life feeling insecure. You'll live your whole life being rejected. And you'll think to yourself, I can't do that. I'm not good enough. I really don't have what it takes. And I'll never measure up. And that'll become part of your belief system. Because you will let other people intimidate you. Listen to me this morning. You can do more than you ever thought you could do. Amen. That's God's word, because it's Christ that lives in you that makes it possible. But if I don't ever get a revelation of who Christ is and who I am in Him, then I can spend my whole life living in insecurity. Always worried about what somebody else thinks. How many know what makes it hard for people to operate in the team ministry is that two of them spend a lot of time competing, or they're afraid somebody's going to come in and take their place, or somebody's going to come in and do it better. I mean, that's one of the biggest struggles in ministry today. People are always afraid somebody's going to take their spot. Amen? It's okay if I just preach a little bit? Can we be real? Can we just be real in the house of God? Listen, I've been in churches where it's the same person every week that sings the same special song. You know, it's the only person that's allowed to do the special, and then all of a sudden God will send somebody else in the church that can sing a little bit better, and the person that was singing the special all of a sudden go, they're coming to take my song spot. That's my calling. Or they make it really hard on the person when they come in, or they get real jealous over the, man, look at that, already up there on the platform singing. Ain't even been here a month. Come on. Insecurity. Rather than saying God's adding to who we are and God's building our church and God's bringing in some talented people, all of a sudden what happens? My insecurities begin to rise up. And I go, you know what? Well, if she can sing that good, they probably just don't need me anymore. I guess I'll just sit on the back. Bro, God's not going to use me. Because I've been in some places and preached where people, they are the designated interpreter of tongues. I mean, the Spirit's moving and they're the same person every week. Thus saith the Lord God Almighty. Woo! Oh yeah, that's another one I heard a lot. My little children, 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 children. Somebody give a message in tongues. Everybody's waiting on Sister So-and-so to give the interpretation. Everyone's looking at the one eye. Is she going to interpret that or what? Bible says we got to have an interpretation. If she don't interpret it, we're out of order. What is she thinking? What is she doing? Not in this church. We live our lives in insecurities and we feel inadequate and I can't do that and I'll never do that. Maybe somebody comes along and does it better, and because they do it better, we just don't like them. We start getting a grudge. We look for fault. Well, they can't be godly. Look at those shoes they're wearing. Look how they're dressed. Pastor thinks they got some kind of an anointing on their life. How could they be anointed with that shirt? I've heard all kinds of crazy stuff. Woo! Why is he on the board? Why is she receiving the offering? Why are they doing the announcement? Pastor used to ask me to do the announcements. Now they got somebody else doing the announcements. Insecurities. And listen, if you got a spirit of competition on the inside of you, and listen, every one of us, we've fought this before. We've all been involved in some kind of a spirit of competition. If you haven't, then you need to get your head checked. Because we're human. Amen? But if you're dealing with a spirit of competition in church, every time somebody gets a new car, your initial response is wow, how do they afford that? They must really think they're somebody now. They got a new car. I guess I better go buy me a new car so everybody thinks that I got just as much money as they do. Insecurity. If you've got a spirit of competition, God is obligated to bring somebody in your life that you cannot compete with. Because he's going to burn it out of you. And he's going to put somebody in your life that's going to challenge you and rub you the wrong way and sandpaper you and burn you, and iron sharpens iron. Come on, somebody. This is the word. God is obligated to put that person in your life. Amen? I guarantee you, if you're a Saul who believes they got to be head and shoulders over everybody else in the crowd, and you're the one that's anointed to wear the garment, the anointed garment of God, and you're the one that's been appointed for the throne, and you're the one that's been called to do this and called to do that, trust me, God's got a little shepherd boy somewhere out in the pasture raising up to put some things in life, to expose some things in your life. Oh, Jesus. Getting awfully quiet in here. God's obligated to look out in the pasture land for somebody to compete with you. Because he wants to break that spirit of pride in your life. That's an identity crisis that will ruin you. God wants us wholly and completely dependent on him. Amen? And God will just do that to teach you something about yourself. I mean, it's good to learn about yourself. Yeah, sometimes self-help, Holy Spirit self-help is good. Oh, Jesus, help us. Why? Because I got to recognize who I am in Jesus. Not just who I am in the church, not just who I am at work, but who I am in Jesus. And if I ever get a spirit of wisdom and revelation about that, then all of a sudden all that baggage, all that junk, all that insecurity begins to fall off of my life. And I can truly begin to walk in real freedom and liberty. Amen? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe the spirit of revelation and wisdom flows in this house, in our church. I really do. I believe that with all my heart. And I believe that when we tune in and we sit under the anointing here week after week after week, that God is bringing us into deeper places of liberty, deeper places of freedom, because wisdom and revelation is flowing. But we've got to embrace it. Otherwise, we stay in identity crisis. You know what happens a lot of times? We sit out in the pew and we judge it rather than embrace it. Because we don't like the delivery, or we don't like the person delivering it, or we don't want anybody to think anything bad about us. So we judge it, and we never change, and we walk out those doors every Sunday with a judgment in our heart about what was said, rather than letting the Word do its work in our heart. And it causes an identity crisis. Those people that do that, never, never, you mark my words, and you'll see it throughout the history of the church. There's 2,000 years of history for the church to back up what I'm saying. Those people never fulfill the call of God on their life. They sit their whole life in an identity crisis. We've got to be willing to embrace what God has for us. Amen? Number two, I have to properly position myself to avoid identity crisis. I have to properly position myself to avoid identity crisis. Romans 5:17 says this, "For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ." Now watch this, here's what he said. He said, one man's failure, one man's influence affected every man. One man's mess up affected all of mankind. And then one man comes along who's very obedient, and it affected every man.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Women's Fellowship meets the first Saturday of every month for a wonderful time of fellowship, prayer, worship, and sharing. This interdenominational meeting is attended by ladies representing 30 different churches. Come join us for a wonderful breakfast every first Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the Truth Church Cafe located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. Again, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. please call ahead and RSVP at 772-464-7012. And that number again is 772-464-7012. Golden Rule Academy K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Apostle Henry Walker, I want to invite you to listen to my broadcast, God's Timing is Everything, a broadcast that teaches about God's timing and His season. That's God's Timing is Everything broadcast, heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO. Thank you.